glass ceiling shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full free stop. That's hot shit.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is May the 16th, and it is a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today, looking forward to it. So if definitely give us a call if you'd like to get in on it, today's conversation. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Okay, so before we get going in today's show, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see on the homepage, you will see all of the listings for the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network that you can support by hitting the donation prompt that's on the far right-hand side in green. In the far right-hand margin, you'll see it there. Give some of your financial energy because there are no corporate sponsors for Black Talk Radio Network. The only sponsors that are here are you. So we would ask that you continue to support this network and give some of your financial energy. And that is what is going to be needed to move forward, with everything that's going on, in a place for us to be centralized to grow our overall prosperity, our opportunities at prosperity, and our legacy. So do that here at Black Talk Radio Network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR Community, and BTR Community was put together for you. Is where you can engage in all of your social media without being adversely affected by the mainstream media, and especially in today's world where they data mine and cross triangulate and everything else, your whereabouts and everything else, and just to establish a web as to your overall circles of people and everything else. So get off of that stuff. Come on over to BTR Community, where when things really do happen, you'll be able to know what's going on. I firmly believe as things start to continue to unfold globally, they will definitely shut that down and use it for their overall benefit, and that will be against you. So come on over to Prosperity Mint. Come on over to BTR Community. Sorry about that, y'all. Tired, long day. Come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year, and you could post inside of the network things that are important to you. You could post anything about yourself, your business, within reason. Don't get crazy. You know what crazy is. Or you can bring more, you can highlight, or you can actually feature something that you think needs more public awareness. You could do that. All of that social media activity stuff can be done right there in BTR community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, then go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT. Check out what's in inventory there. And definitely save as a king or a queen, and or save as a lady and a gentleman, even though you're everyone that's paid in cash is paid a slave's wage of debt. Don't save as a slave. Come on over to Prosperity Mint. And then if you have any questions before you do it, email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com before you purchase, or you can text me 951-790-8330. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. And the first thing that we got posted there is that we're having a Control Your Wealth seminar is going to be coming up in July here in Dallas. So come on down to Dallas in July. We have a great lineup that's going to be there for you all. So come on to Dallas, and that's going to be July the 1st, the Eventbrite. You can easily go. For information, further information, you can email info@prosperitymint.com, or you can go to the Eventbrite platform, and everything is listed there. And we also put it inside of BTR Tando Radio Show's page on BTR. And but if you would like us to send you that Eventbrite link, we'll definitely be more than happy to do that. And the overall for, let me get this correctly, the fee for individuals is $300. It's going to be a 4-hour day, and the great information will be given. We will be giving the precious a part of the precious metals class. We will have legacy wealth management will come and help you to properly structure yourself to ensure that the media will be all on you. Why you don't pay your taxes? Why you don't pay your taxes? And you'll laugh and say, because I don't have to. And then we'll, you know, that's very, very important. There are some things that you should be doing with establishing yourself, your trust and foundations. You want to do it correctly. So someone will be there to be taking care of that as well. Fantastic. You know, people that are there, I know them personally, and these are the people you want to go with. So it's going to be an event-filled day, very, very beneficial. So it will be held in Dallas. It will be held at the Dallas Library. So come on down. If you like more information, just info@prosperity, send an email to info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. And or you can actually go into BTR community and pick up the Eventbrite. We'll be posting it every day, or once again, you can text me and we'll send you that information. Very, very important because we'll show you how to control your wealth, grow, develop, and maintain your and protect your assets. The seminar is going to be brought to you by Prosperity Mint and Legacy Wealth Management. July 1st course scheduled. Prosperity Mint. Our trust and foundation, our how to obtain the precious metals correctly and gain your interest, and then there's going to be an hour of putting it all together in a debriefing, and so that's what we're going to be doing. Very, very important. So for couples, it's $550 for couples, and there's some early registration promotions that are there as well. If I'm not mistaken, they're $275 per person. So come on down to Dallas for that event. Well worth it. And this is about you, not about someone else gaining. This is about you gaining for your business, for your family, for your legacy, and to establish your prosperity, okay? Very fundamental things there. So come on down. Next, and oh, what we will be doing is that I do believe that we will be able to carry it over the web for individuals that won't be there, be able to attend. So we're just putting that together structurally wise on how we're going to do that. So I will bring you more information July 1st, plenty of time. So come on down to Dallas. Next article. Rise posted this one from Associated Press. Sudan's president invited by Saudi Arabia to Trump meeting. Check out that article. Next article from Associated Press. Syrian government, Rise posted this one. Syrian government denies U.S. allegations of mass killing. Next article, Rise posted this one. Really good one. And it's from Mental Flaws. And this is 11 English words that make sense when you know their Arabic root. And Rise put, the power of words is important to understand in order to know what is really being said when we and others speak. So, so true. Love that, Rise. Great, great posting, as usual. Bunch of great postings. Next article, I posted this one from The Hill. Is the U.S. preparing for a nuclear EMP to shut down New York City? Since September 11, 2001, analysts have been increasingly concerned about terrorists might steal or buy, build, or be given a nuclear weapon, and the war on the terrorism will become a nuclear war. The Department of Homeland Security plan scenario number one is detonation of a 10-kilometer nuclear weapon as powerful as the Hiroshima bomb in locations such as New York City or Washington, D.C. So check out that article from The Hill. Next article, this one comes from Business Insider, Warren Buffett. This is what Warren Buffett said a week ago. This is the number one problem with mankind. Warren Buffett sees cyber attacks as a bigger threat to humanity than nuclear weapons. And it was funny, before I even posted this, this was exactly what I was saying, and I just happened to run across this article by Warren Buffett. And he says, in quotes, "I'm very pessimistic on weapons of mass destruction. Generally, though, I didn't think that the nuclear probability is quite as likely as either primitive biological or maybe cyber," Buffett said during his Berkshire Hathaway annual shareholders meeting on Saturday. Why is that so important? He was giving them heads up, in my opinion. So check that out. Next article. This is a YouTube video that we're going to be playing. Scotty, the YouTube video that we have there from the bottom, I think is the only, let me show, it's the only YouTube video. Yes, it's the only YouTube video that we're there. If you would cue that up for when we get out of What's in the News, we'd greatly appreciate that, bruh. So that we're going to play this YouTube video. Very, very important. Next article comes from The Atlantic. Will Trump destroy the dollar? How a clash with the Fed, talking about the Federal Reserve, could stroke inflation and destabilize the economy on Memorial Day weekend in 1988. George Herbert Walker Bush emerged from his family compound in Kennebunkport, Maine, to deliver a warning. So check out that, and this is what's going to be happening, could happen here now. So check out that. Next article came from Lying Like a Fox News. Push for convention, I posted this one from Lying Like a Fox News. It says push for a convention of the states to rein in government games steam. In 1804, Vice President Aaron Burr and former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton settled their bitter political feud with a pistol duel that took Hamilton's life. But Article 5 of the Constitution offers a more civilized resolution, a convention of the states. This is the untied states happening, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important. Next article posted this one from Sputnik News. China connecting people. Top South and North Korean official hold talks in Beijing. Oh, man, this is huge. And believe me, some people are going to be upset at this, and this is going to, in my opinion, increase the overall war. And the war that we're going to see that's going to be fought is going to be first fought cyber-wise, then it's going to spread to other ways. According to Yon Hap, a news agency, the country's lawmakers, Park Byung, soon briefly discuss a number of issues with North Korean Minister of External Economic Relations Kim Young-jing, The news outlet added that the South Korean official expressed concerns over Pyongyang's missile launch and got the impression that North Korea was looking forward to holding a bilateral summit. Check out that article. Believe me, and what's so significant about this, if you see this picture, and we talked about this a while ago, I firmly believe that there is going to be a reunification of the Koreas. This is how it's going to start. The U.S. will be the precipice, not because they are negotiating any peace between us, but because they're going to push this war scenario so much that the two Koreas are going to come to terms. They need each other as we go into this debt from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. South Korea needs North Korea because North Korea has all of the resources, all of the intrinsic value resources. They have rare earth minerals. They have silver. They have gold. They have all kinds of natural resources. This is how enemies, big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And not only that, the overall family blood dispute is going to, in my opinion, is going to be be pushed to a peaceful resolution because of the warmongering and the war expansion of the United Corporation of the United States, but it will still go into a war. This is huge. Next article from RT International. WannaCry ransom shares code with North Korea linked malware research. The source of WannaCry random ransomware which has spread to 150 countries may be Pyongyang's or those trying to frame it, security analyst says, pointing to codes, some similarities between the viruses and the malwares attributed to the alleged hackers from North Korea. We're going to take a look at that. Very, very important. Next article from dailystar.co.uk is a foreign publication. U.S. sees no option apart from starting a war with Kim Jong-un. John Dunn, professor of politics theories at Cambridge University, said that the U.S. has run out of alternative solutions to Kim Jong-un aggression. He argued that in light of the tyrant's missile test, a full-scale military intervention would be the only way. Move this down. To solve the crisis gripping the Korean Peninsula. Check out that article. That, in my opinion, is definitely the agenda here. Next article from Reuters. Posted this one right after Tando Radio Show yesterday. Cyber firm says looking at possible North Korean ties to ransomware attack. Check out that article. And the last article we have is Puerto Rico. This one's from Bloomberg. Puerto Rico strikes deal with development bank bondholders. Puerto Rico says creditors of the insolvent government development bank agreed to accept losses in exchanging for their bonds for new securities, moving the island another step towards escaping from some of its crushing debt. The governor said Monday, and his administration struck a deal with major bondholders of the banks, which borrowed. Move this down. Which borrowed for the United States. I don't believe it. It's always a trick, so be careful of that. In today's show. Today's show on May the 16th, 2017, and the topic is the takedown. Today's weapon of choice to create mass destruction is cyber swipe. Those are the wars. That's today's show, and at any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. We will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. So with that being said, we're definitely going to get going in today's show. Let me just get queued up here on everything. So definitely would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So with that being said, what I want to do is that today's show is going to be about, and we're going to come with some, you know, some things that we think you should be doing. Definitely should be taking the precious metals class, but I think we've already started, but we could catch you up as well. Definitely reach out for us for that. But my goodness, things is really unfolding. But before we get started, let me just say this. Friday, I will not be on air because of a birthday. We're going to be celebrating a birthday with some friends and family. Your boy is getting old. So I got a birthday this week. So it's actually, when is it? I think it's Friday. No, Malcolm's birthday is on Friday. Mine is on Monday. Okay, yeah. So on Friday, we will not be here on the show. We'll actually be, got to take some time off with some friends and some family. So we won't be here on Friday because we're going to take a little break to hang out with some of our peeps. So wish you all could be there and just to look at, well, it's not a birthday, it's a born day. We're going to be celebrating a born day. And I don't like saying celebrate. I'm really not a big, you know, calendar event person. But I am going to be taking some time off with some friends and some families, just to hang with them. That's really special to me. I'm not a, you know, I don't require any gifts or anything like that. But just the overall energy and just having the relations. I wish you all could be there. It would be so cool if we could do all something together, which we're going to be looking for. So come on out in July the 1st, in 2017 here in Dallas. And then we're going to be going all over the country doing this as well. But we're going to do July 1st, and I think that's going to be very, very important because this summer is going to be hot. And I'm not talking about weather-wise. That too, probably, but so much more. So just wanted to give you all that information. So today's show, the Takedown Wars. The Takedown Wars, and in between that, today's weapon of today's weapon of choice to create mass destruction is Cyber Swipe. The Takedown Wars is today's show, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be taking a look at that. Now, let me just—I mean, it's so important that we're up to date on everything. This cyber thing is not over; it's only beginning, and it actually starts to grow. You can see that all of this. There's a lot of distractors going on, or I wouldn't even say just distractors. Getting ready to go to I thought my man Mel had chimed in. There's a lot of evidence of things really heating up. One second, my man Mel is in queue. I'm gonna go to him in 1 second. One sec, Mel. And I just want you all to be aware of that because the whole setup for this cyber thing is huge. And so we're going to go to my man Mel, and then we're going to play a video, and then we're going to come back and do today's show. So what's up, Mel? How you feeling?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, man. Hey, sister. How are you doing, princess?
Good.
Oh, my goodness. You're getting older. What you doing? When is it?
Nothing.
Are you playing with
your... something?
I know. How's your doggy?
It's all good. He just was saying hi to you, baby. I was. What's up, brother Dave?
Hey, Mel, man, what's going on, brother? How you feeling? We ain't talked to each other in a little bit. What's happening, man? Thank you for that, man. That was special. It's nothing like hearing our young kings and queens when they have nothing but love in their family, just to hear how they resonate, just totally just melts you. It just, you know what, it reinvigorates your overall true, sincere love. It's nothing like it at all, man.
No doubt about it. So I'm good, brother. I just happy born day, soon to be born day coming up.
Thank you, brother.
Wish I was there to hang with you. But I had a question about the clip you played yesterday, and it was you know, with the cyber thing, you know, and me and my wife was discussing the cloud. And, you know, when they talk about putting it in the cloud, and, I mean, the cloud is like, that's up in the air. That's everywhere. And me and
it's so unsecure.
Oh, my gosh. But putting it under the guise of protection, and it's just such deception. But people fall, even techie people that's tech savvy fall for it too. But
right, I'm glad you said that, Mel. Right, that is so true. That is so true. Great point. I'm glad you said that. But go ahead, brother.
Well, I was just saying that yesterday, what they were doing was, you know, I have an iPhone. I'm guilty, but. All the time I get that update your software. It's like it wants to force you to update your software, and it gives you remind me later, install now, or install tonight or something. But if you accidentally push the wrong little button, it gives you two chances to push the wrong button, and if you do it, it'll automatically do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's so true, Mel. Go ahead.
But that's what they were pressing. They were saying basically, if you do not conform, if you
right, Mel, you picked up on it. Right.
If you don't conform, then you're susceptible. And it's and all I could think of when I heard that was, he's telling me to go right, so I better bank left quick.
Right, Mel. Exactly, brother. And that was the whole thing. See, and they telling you, and they the very ones that's doing it. This is what you need to do. Yeah, because you about to get real sick on what they're gonna do to you. And it really doesn't. It doesn't really matter because they're gonna do it anyhow. But the thing is that why it's so important is that we resonate differently because we don't trust them because they've already proven to be untrustworthy. And because they've been proven to be untrustworthy, there isn't anything that they can say that could substantiate any sincere benevolent energy. They're malevolent at all costs, and so that is so important that we realize and continue to resonate that way. So I'm with you, brother. I need to hear from them so I'll know what not to do. And
exactly.
I found out what not to do.
I know you probably got to go to commercial break, but I truly believe
that... No, we're good.
That,
we got 30 minutes before the commercial break.
Okay, bet. So I truly believe that what happened with that cyber attack over the weekend was definitely because we got the message, you know what I'm saying? And we went.
Right.
And wifey was like, man, she say it takes me 3.5 minutes to deposit, but why did it take me like 25 minutes? To grab my, you know what I'm saying, get it out of there. Like they was.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me, Mel. Yeah, let me tell you what happened to me, and I'm glad you got the word because we reached out and it said, "Hey, man, make sure all our people know," and they did. So, check this out. So Saturday. Saturday, and I knew I was supposed to do it on Friday, but sometimes because I get so consumed with classes and everything else and running the business, I get behind on stuff. Friday when it happened, I knew I was supposed to, it was like, oh shoot, I need to go do, you know, take out cash out of the bank. Is that me? Okay, no. I need to take cash out of the bank real quick. And I missed my window. So on Friday evening, and then on Saturday. So I go to the bank on Saturday, right? And they never, ever, never question me. Here's what happened. I'm at the bank, and the teller is real cool. And she says, okay, sir. She looks at what I want to do. I tell her what I want to do. She says, okay, no problem. She looks at my account, and then she goes and she says, ask for teller assistance. And then the one teller comes over, reads a message off of the screen. I don't know what it is because I'm on the other side. Reads the message. You ready for this? For about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I already know because one of the things that I know, because this is associated with some of our business, we have a known, you know, classified as a very important customer. Mm-hmm. They give us whatever we basically want. 10 minutes. And I know what it was about. It was about, in my opinion, I don't know what it's about, but how I was resonating from the way she was reading it, was it had nothing to do with me, but had to do with the protocol for my request. And then she said, she looked at me and she says, "No problem, Mr. Wren. Thank you." "No problem, sir. Thank you." Took 10 minutes. Man, this cyber stuff, and that's the first time that has ever happened to me before. It didn't matter because it was on a Saturday. Let me tell you, in business, you got to do a lot of things. And that was very concerning to me. I said, man, she going to come back and tell me you could only take this much out. And then, you know what? It ain't going to be really much that I could do because it ain't my cash no more because it's theirs. Yeah. Because I know the rules. Yeah, I gave it to him. So I said, oh, man. I said, man, don't you pull that. Don't you pull that. But then they gave me what I wanted.
My wife's experience was the same pretty much. It was a long time, and then after about 10 minutes, then he came back. The guy said, how do you want it?" She was like, "Anyway, you just give it to me. Give it to me." And but moving from that, I'm thinking, I'm telling you that was a test. That was a beta test.
What they were doing, they were setting in the motion exactly as a beta test, but it was more than a beta test. It was it's still a live active thing. What they were doing, they were trying to monitor, in my opinion, throughout the country, how much run on the banks, physical people running to the bank and taking cash out. What was that looking like? And what they were doing, probably the system was telling them if they were in a critical zone or where they say, no, don't give it to them, do this. You see what I'm saying? So there was a barometer that they were starting to see how this was going to affect. And, you know, so that's what they were doing, because if there was enough people that knew what was really up on Saturday, your butt would have been at that bank on Saturday to withdraw that stuff.
Yeah. But and then I'm not really skipping over, but another beta test, I really truly think that another beta test was when those cell phones was catching on fire and those whatever, the Samsung phones.
Dude,
or whatever.
I ain't even think about right.
That's a beta test, and I'm telling you, all of our phones can do it. They probably can, all of our phones right now can do it. They're capable of doing it, but that was a beta test. And
let me whoa, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true, because you think about it. Remember, now they're trying to say they don't want you to have tablets on phones. I mean, on planes. Why? And then this whole thing with this Russian stuff had something to do with information that was given to the Russians by the U.S. government about attacks by I think they are by laptops and devices on planes. Because you're absolutely right. You've heard of instantaneous human combustion. Well, your phone can do that, because I know my phone. Yes, they can. That's why first thing when the crap hit the fan, when the baby's diaper hit the fan, I'm throwing that phone away. That's the first thing I can't wait to do is chuck that thing out the window, and it's preferably it's going to be in a bucket of water, and that's going to be a real slam dunk.
I love the whole thing.
Man, much love, much respect.
All right, man. Peace,
brother. We got another caller in queue, and we're going to go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller. Area code 803. You're on with Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Erica, the part of the Davis team.
Hey, Sister Davis. Man, come on, Sister Davis. You have the free call to say it's me. That's how you're supposed to.
Okay,
that.
Well, it's
his eye.
I've been upside down in our schedule now. He's sleeping and I'm driving. I was like, what's up with that? But anyway, he might get up in time to do his infomercial for his show tomorrow. If not, I'll do a little bit of downsizing. I'm going to try to do a little bit of downsizing every week because people need
Great.
To know how they need to start letting go, like mentally, you know, not just physically.
Yeah.
But it's a mental thing when you start, you know, cleaning out, spring cleaning, cleaning out the garage, getting rid of stuff, getting everybody on the same. It isn't just about the physical. It's about the emotional. So that's one of the things we'll talk about. But I wanted to peg on what you guys were talking about. Two things. On Friday, we had some issues because, you know, we do our banking through Wally World because we take our money out, and that's the easiest way for us to take
mm-hmm.
our money out when we purchase something. And, you know, because of our truck driver, we have to be in a location where we can park. So,
right.
you know, he had some problems on his card. And then I used my account, which is really sort of the same account, but different cards. And mine went through, but his didn't. His kind of jammed a little bit. And I was, you know, now it just didn't seem like much to you all were talking. And then a few weeks ago, you know, when we had made that large purchase, that was on a Friday. And remember, I think I called in and said
mm-hmm.
about how they only let us take out so much at a time and all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, it could have hung us up, but we always got something else. We always got a plan B or a plan C, so it didn't hang us up. It inconvenienced us, but it didn't hang us up. But my heart dropped, though. It was Friday. I think it was a holiday weekend, maybe on Monday. I can't remember when it was. This early part of the spring. Maybe Martin Luther King birthday, or maybe around that time
mm-hmm.
or something in February. But, yeah, my heart kind of skipped because I said, oh, no, it's a Friday. It's like 5 o'clock. You know what I mean? It's like, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
This is set up, you know? And we had to call the bank, you know, and trying to, you know, and now when you call the bank, you know, they want you jumping through 20 hoops to make sure you're who you are. And we're trying to get everything done before the place closed. You know what I mean? We got it all done, but it was just that, you know, kind of made you a little nervous because if this was really it, how much time do you really have? You know what I mean? Because it just might be minutes or seconds when everything shuts down. So both of us kind of looked at each other. We got through it, but it was a red flag. But also I want to mention when Brother Mal said something about his iPhone doing an update, my husband and I, we both have Androids, and they were forcing us to do an update. Now, some kind of way, he did his update. He clicked it by accident. And when he did the update, everything's in a different spot. All the messages look different. Everything looks different. The contacts list looks different. Everything's there, but everything looks different. And I don't like that. I don't like the, I you know, especially with a truck driver, we need to be very routine. And so when the routine changes, I don't like that. I mean, you know, I got to sit and look. So I haven't been doing my update. And it narrowed down to, like, hurry up, hurry up. Now every few minutes it comes up to do the update. So I went to a store. I went to a T-Mobile store, and I asked them, I said, well, I don't like this update. Do I have to do it? Is there a way I can bypass it? And they said, no. And I said, really? And they were like, no. And I said, well, what's up with the update? What happened? And they told me that because the new Samsung Galaxy 8 came out, that's where... because they want all the phones to be on the same system, because I asked them. And I said, really? And they said, yeah, because of the 8 came out and it's a new operating system. They want, they're forcing all the other Android phones to go ahead and piggyback on that system. And I was like, okay. So I said, well, what if I don't do it? And she said, well, if you don't do it, eventually it's just going to keep harassing you. It's going to start messing with your charger, where, you know, your charging port, where you can't, you don't hold a good charge. And that's true. I'm noticing that. She said sometimes you won't be able to connect as much, and I'm noticing that. So eventually I'll have to do it because it's going to harass me. But I was unaware that the iPhones were doing it. Because when they said the Samsung's not an iPhone, not an iPhone product. So I was surprised when Mel said the same thing within the same time frame. So like you guys are saying, there's definitely something up, because she definitely told me that they want everybody on the same operating system. Now we got to go, let's look at the power of that word, operating system. Somebody doing surgery, like what's going on? You know, so.
The cloud, as Strategic Melanin said, sister, once again, the cloud, like the cloud. And man, this is so, it's all coming together. It's already been together, but now what they're doing is that they're telling, see, what they want to do is they want to tell you so that when everything goes wrong, they could come back and say, y'all remember how bad everything was? Well, this is why it was bad. People were experiencing this, and then people could say, yep. And then what does that do? That gives you the perception that by you saying yes to them is a way that they are conforming you to say yes to their solution. Man, this is so deep.
I didn't realize the eyes. You know, and I have iPhone folks, but they just might, you know, they're not on this call, so, you know, they might not be aware. They just probably flipped it and went ahead and accepted it. But because we're a little bit more strategically aware of what's going on, he happened to mention it, and it was a red flag. I said, oh, let me call on the show, because I was unaware that the Androids and the iPhones had to do the same update. And because even when I went to the store, I asked the guy, I said, well, can you show me on the system, like, what is all the differences of the update so I can recognize it? And so he went on his computer at the T-Mobile store, and he knew what I was talking about, so I could see the differences. And he says, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, they don't have them. So they're not even showing you the apples to apples, oranges to oranges that have changed. You know what I mean? Because for me, that would be helpful when I go. But I don't like my... His phone is the update, and I you know, I guess I don't have to do it, but I don't like any of the setup. Everything is smaller. It's like you have to zero in a lot more strategically to do what you're very used to doing. The email looks different. Everything looks different. So I just wanted to mention that. One more thing I want to mention. On your in the news, you mentioned 1988. When you had mentioned an article about 1988, and it just gave me a flashback what we were doing in 1988, and this is I do want to mention this. It's a little bit of a story, but we were living in San Diego at the time, and we had been in an apartment for a long time, about a year and a half or so, and we finally purchased. Well, we didn't purchase, but we rented a house. And it was on the outskirts, man. This house was all that in a bag of chips. It had a pool, a jacuzzi, beautiful shower. I mean, it had a nice school district. I mean, it was really on point for Southern California and that area. And we were only paying about $50 or $60 more than we were for the apartment. So we were very, very excited to have such a good bargain and everything. So we had lived there for about 6 months. And I didn't remember it being Memorial Day, but when he mentioned that, I remember it being that. Yep, that was about right, because we were kicked back. I remember we were sitting in the living room, had the feet up on the coffee table, just cooling out. We had worked that day. We had this a pool, a jacuzzi. We had fruit trees. It was all that. And we had a knock at the door. And we saw there was some stuff on the news. You know, it wasn't really a news, breaking news, but there was some talk on the news about, you know, and we didn't quite understand what was going on, but they were talking about the stock market and banks and things, and we was kind of over our head. We really didn't understand what they were talking about at that particular time. And within about an hour or so, we heard a knock at the door. So we're looking at each other like who's knocking at, you know, who's knocking at the door? Here was the landlord. And we were like, not late, because we thought he was coming in, you know, it was at the end of the month, so we thought he was talking about, you know, the rent, and we weren't late or anything, and it wasn't the beginning of the month. He told us, he said, excuse me, David says, you all have, I hate to tell you this, but you all have 2 weeks to move. And we were like, excuse me? He said, we had stock, our family, my wife and I, had stock up against this house for, financial stock. And he said, with this information from the banks and everything, he said, our stuff.
Hold, Sister Davis, the phone went out. Sister Davis, the phone went out. Okay, Sister Davis, give us a call back. Your phone went out. Man, I'm going to don't y'all hate that. So, Sister Davis will give us a call back in. So, yeah, I remember where I was at that time very well. I was actually, we were all, I was actually in the military at that time, and we moved into to the field. We were in the field and was getting ready. I knew about this because I was always someone that followed news, and I was seeing how they were responding to it, and I was surprised that there was a response to it militarily that wasn't big, but I noticed that they were, and I was like, uh-oh, this could be, you know, something relatively significant. So, and I was worried about if I was going to get off and go take some time off at that time. Very, very important time. So, little inside play there, Monster. So, okay, so Sister Davis, man, we got to get her back. All right, so what we're going to do is that what I want to talk about real quick until Sister Davis gets back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And, you know, one of the things is that there are different forms of bank runs, and I want to set this up for when we come back out of a commercial break. We're going to go straight to this video and then talk about some things. There's different types of bank runs, okay? When people run to the bank and try to withdraw their cash, that's one. Then there's when investment companies or sovereign wealth funds, they do it when they stop investing in something, or, you know, is a whole bunch of different forms of bank runs. And most people think it's just, you know, when people are in line. No. In the future, the most devastating bank run is going to be the cyber attack. And you're not going to be able to respond to it within hours. It's going to be instantaneous. It's going to be within 15 minutes at the max, 10 minutes at the max, 5 minutes at the max. That is going to be the speed in which it goes swipe. Bye. So we got time. So what I want to do is I want to play this video. Scotty, play this video, then we'll go into the commercial break out of, after it, and give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Let me see if Sister Davis was able to get back on. Sister Davis, Sister Davis, okay, so we're going to hold off. Sister Davis, you got cut off right at the gentleman said it was a knock at your door. And he was
I apologize. You know what?
No, you're fine.
T-Mobile's mad. See, the pilot said me. I'm sitting here talking. They didn't cut me off. See? You see how the system's working? But you do see that, because I do notice when you start talking strategic talk, when Scotty starts talking strategic talk, when Brad starts talking strategic, something goes crazy. Then internet acts up. The phone acts up. You know. But but just real quick, I wanted to relay that. I had a knock at the door where the landlord came and told us we had 2 weeks to move because he had stocks against the house because we were renting. And we had 2 weeks to move, and it was a domino effect behind that 1988 fiasco with them banks and all that. And, you know, it took us a while to recover. So that's what I was relaying on the phone, that sometimes these dominoes aren't really in your backyard, but they might be enough around you
right,
to affect
Davis.
Your quality of life, you know what I mean? And the landlord explained to us that he did not even have our security deposit or anything. I mean, he was about in tears because his whole world was shattered. And then we had to struggle to try to get a security deposit to get another apartment. And we ended up in an apartment, had to take the kids out to school to another location. And so it was wow. We got over it, but nothing was the same as it was prior. Like I said, we didn't have stock, but when those dominoes start falling, you have to be very strategic to see if they're going to fall into you or fall around you. And it might not happen to you directly, but it could be a parent, It could be a grandparent, aunts, uncles, your job. Your job sometimes is financed through stocks and bonds. Your jobs could fold up because there's no financial backing when all this happens. And it doesn't have to be a total breakdown of the system, just that little shakeup or hiccup. So I just wanted to relay that.
You know, Sister Davis, what you just relayed is so important because it's the cross-pollination really what happens. It's the entanglement that's the problem. And this is what's going to affect so many people when this thing goes awry, and you're absolutely right. And what he had was he got hit with a margin call. That's mm-hmm. why he had to get it. He got hit with a margin call, and he needed to, because that's what it was. And as Sister Davis said, it may have nothing to do with you. Maybe you may be perfectly fine. And just like with people with MF Global, they went to dinner that Friday evening. They stepped in the restaurant, a millionaire. By the time that the check came, they was dead broke because MF Global had swiped their accounts and everything. Man, this stuff, that's how it happens. And they didn't even have an MF Global account. They had some other account. So they read this about MF Global, and they kind of go, oh, wow. They kind of laugh, daggone, that's messed up. Ooh, this is terrible. But they didn't realize, right, look at them. They didn't realize that it was them that just got hit. And then when they realized it, they were like, what in the world? And they were pissed off.
I do want to mention one more thing. I know you have to do a video, but when you went cyber stuff kind of happening, I would tell people, if you're in big cities or in cities, one thing I would not do is take elevators. If the cyber world crashes and everything goes crazy, lights go out, you do not want to be in an elevator. So if you can't walk them steps, I would walk them steps from here until everything's fixed, because that would be an entrapment that could cost you your life. Even though if there is a cyber situation and things go down, but if you're in a car or if you're in a home, you do not want to be in an elevator, you know. So when he said that, I just kind of felt that vibe to share that could cost you or your children's lives, because you cannot get out, or you could, but they might, you know, it would be a while before.
No, you're right, Sister Davis. You may not get out.
Now, if you're in New York, now, see, I don't go to New York. I don't go in them high towers and all like that. I don't do that sightseeing. I don't do none of that. But if you're forced to, you might want to just, you know, get them legs in order so you can hit them steps and get, you know what I mean? Because that's just something that I would share, that if all the dominoes fall, you don't want to be in an elevator because it could cost you your life. So, because once that stops, that's it. So, yeah, you know, that's a real... I just had that vibe to share that. So I don't know why, but I'm sharing it. So I just wanted to relate.
I'm cognizant.
That, so.
That's very cool. I'm cognizant of everything, you know. And, you know, my man Scotty was just... he said he was watching a documentary on the 1976 blackout in New York City, in New York, trains and elevators, and the heat was a major issue. People were going crazy. That was my first experience in why it was important to prep, because I was living in Jersey, and I remember, oh, that was Strategic Melanin. Oh, my bad. Strategic Melanin. Sorry about that. I just saw the BTR. So Strategic Melanin said she was watching a documentary on the 1976 blackout. And I actually lived it. I was actually there. And that's what started me to where I said, never again. That was my Katrina moment. Never again. And I was a young kid. I said, never ever again will this ever happen to me. Will I ever be caught off guard like this before? I was like 9 years old. No, yeah. I was 10 years old. I was 10 years old.
It takes that kind of experience to walk the walk we're walking. Because you're right, brother. You were right, but like I said,
no, I was 8 years old. I was 8 years old.
With the grid going down, you know, and it don't even have to go down for a long time. Just a couple of hours would cause enough chaos. You know what I mean? And even like with the eclipse coming, there's some schools in South Carolina that are actually closing the schools
because school is supposed to start that Monday, and the eclipse is the 21st that next day, and they're closed. They're closing the school that day because they said they don't know what people are going to do at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun goes dark. It's not a blackout, but it is in a sense. You know what I mean? So they don't wait, and around between 2 and 3, and that's when kids will be getting out of school, and they said they don't want that chaos. So they're closing schools on the 21st. In South Carolina, yeah. You know, right where the, there's only certain areas that's going to see it.
That will be experiencing, right.
But it's going to be a blackout. People are not going to know, because in this generation, they haven't seen a total solar eclipse. So when it goes dark for 3 minutes or 4 minutes in the middle of the day, they said that's a blackout, and they don't want the kids to be in harm's way. So, I mean, that right there is a red flag. I mean, we hope everything could get back and running, but, hey, we don't know what's going to happen. How about that?
No, we sure don't. We sure don't. And that's an eerie darkness that happens on an eclipse like that. Very, very eerie. So, okay, so, man, Sister Davis, you blew up the spot as always. Thank you. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. But, no, we got a couple of minutes. But, Sister Davis, you know, the elevator thing, and I think that's so, so important.
Hey Dave, Davis, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Dave. This is Scotty.
Okay, go ahead, Scotty.
A good backdrop to how that was going on in New York City during the 70s with a whole bunch of blackouts. If you watch the Netflix film The Get Down, even though it's about the start of hip-hop, it's like maybe 8 or 9 episodes, but it's like a little series based on a true story. But that's one of the things they were showing, like the real estate bust, the power going out, and how people who own property were paying gains to burn up buildings. And that's how Donald Trump, he saw opportunity and started purchasing after, you know, that time period in the 70s, during the birth of hip-hop. But that's a good film, not only on the birth of hip-hop, but show the conditions of everything y'all just talking about. But guess what? And I was just sitting here, and this goes back to what I was asking the other day. I mean, what's going to cause chaos? People cause chaos because people aren't prepared,
right,
or they get scared.
Right.
And so that's what I'm trying to say, man. Fear is a state of mind. And now I recall, you know, what was making me think about that the other day, in addition to a dream. Check out the movie After Earth. They were talking about it on one of the radio shows where I think it was Blacks in Business Radio, and they had a guest, and she was saying that in business she was afraid to do this, afraid to do that. And then she talked about this little monologue that Will Smith gave in it, because him and his son play in After Earth, right? And so it's about just controlling fear, the ghost, because when you ghost these alien monsters, or monsters created genetically by these aliens to just kill humans, they smell fear. They're blind, but they smell fear. Like, you know, and I don't know how scientific this is, but they could smell, like, you know, let's say adrenaline or whatever, pheromones or something, is to how they describe it. But the concept of the film, the concept of the film is really deep, and that's what I was talking about the other day. In my life and day death situations, I wasn't afraid. Being afraid is when you have chaos and fear and panic because you don't know what to do. When I was being shot at, if I had been in fear, then I wouldn't have been thinking straight and thought that my chances were better to jump into this yard with these dogs barking between, or get out in front of these bullets. Which one gonna do me the most damage? Which one I had the most likelihood to survive? I'm running up a straight alley, you know what I'm saying? And so if this dude could shoot, you know, I need to get out that alley quick. And so I heard these dogs barking, then I thought about the dogs wasn't barking because they were mean or because they wanted to harm me. They was barking because they know the sound of gunfire. That's what they were barking at, because when I jumped in that yard, them dogs got quiet, and I was out the other side before you know it. So, you know, when we talk about these scenarios, man, I just hope people don't get full of fear. I mean, the worst that can happen is we'll go back to living like how people lived in the 1700s or the 1800s before the invention of electricity and all the stuff that we have today to make our lives convenient. Don't fear. Just be prepared. And so, I try to have hope for that. You know what I'm saying? That if it do go to that, don't be afraid. Be prepared. I mean, isn't that the gist of what you say when you say never be scared, be prepared?
Never scared. Yep, never scared, always prepared. That is so true. Because as Scotty said, let me say this. One thing that I always live by is that the coward and the person of valor both experience fear at the exact same time. While the coward is paralyzed by it, the person of valor is motivated to action. Scotty was running, and that motivation was for him to act. And fear, and I think that movie, I think that the prevailing quote from that movie was that danger yes. is real, but fear is
a
created.
Choice. Something like that.
I think that was
Danger is real. You feel danger. I mean, you can literally feel it whenever you be in danger. Best way I could explain it is like you with somebody or you see somebody for the first time, and it's like they call it love on first sight. It's like your hair stand up. You know what I'm saying? You ever been around people that make you feel excited? So it's like an excitement instead of fear. Right. But listen, we need to play that video. We'll go to the break and play the video on the other side.
No, let's hit the break and come out of the break, hit the video. Roz, hold on. We're going to hit the break, come back, hit Roz, and then we'll do the video. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Give us a call, 866-510-8025. Much love, much respect. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
What would you say, though, then, to somebody who says Paul Kanjorski is supporting Wall Street but not Main Street with this latest $825 billion package now moving through the House?
They are right to this extent. Why did we do that? We did that because the Secretary... Look, I was there when the Secretary and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve came those days and talked with members of Congress about what was going on. It was about September 15th. Here's the facts, and we don't even need to talk about these things. On Thursday at about 11 o'clock in the morning, the Federal Reserve noticed a tremendous drawdown of money market accounts in the United States to the tune of $550 billion. Was being drawn out in a matter of an hour or two. The Treasury opened up its window to help. They pumped $105 billion in the system and quickly realized that they could not stem the tide. We were having an electronic run on the banks. They decided to close the operation, close down the money accounts, and announce a guarantee of $250,000 per account so there wouldn't be further panic out there. And that's what actually happened. If they had not done that, their estimation was that by 2 o'clock that afternoon, $5.5 trillion would have been drawn out of the money market system of the United States, would have collapsed the entire economy of the United States, and within 24 hours, the world economy would have collapsed. Now, we talked at that time about what would happen if that happened. It would have been the end of our economic system and our political system as we know it. And that's why, when they made the point, we've got to act and do things quickly, we did. Now, Secretary Paulson said, let's buy out the subprime mortgages. That's what he came to Congress. But he said, give us latitude and large authority to do many things as we decide necessary. And give us $700 billion to do that. Shortly after we enacted our bill with those very broad powers, the UK came out and said, no, we don't have enough money to buy toxic assets. Instead, we're going to put our money into banks so that their equity grows and they're not bankrupt. And so the UK started that process, and that's true. It was much cheaper to put more money in banks as equity investments than to start buying their bad assets, because it became early determined that we'd probably have to spend $3 or $4 trillion of taxpayers' money to buy these bad assets. And we only had $700 billion. So Paulson made a complete switch, went in and started putting money in buying securities and reinvesting in the banks of the United States. Why? Because if you don't have a banking system, you don't have an economy. And although we did that, it wasn't enough money, and as fast as we did that, the economy has been falling. And the reason last week, we're really no better off today than we were 3 months ago, because we've had a decrease in the equity positions of bank because other assets are going sour by the moment. Now, we've got to make some decisions. Do we pour more money in? To what extent that money goes in? I myself think we ought to take the time, analyze where we are, have the people understand. When you listen to a lady that just got off the telephone, she is near panic, and she doesn't think her government's acting properly or acting in her behalf. I think it's important that we start informing that lady as to what really were the facts, what happened, and get input from her. Maybe she has a better idea. You know, we're not any geniuses in economics or finance, anyhow. We're representatives of the people. We ought to take our time, but let the people know this is a very difficult struggle. Somebody threw us in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean without a life raft, and we're trying to determine what's the closest shore and whether there's any chance in the world to swim that far. We don't know.
Gentlemen, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary and Mr. Chairman, from the onset of this problem, when the Congress was notified on Thursday, this last Thursday, I've had the opportunity to be working with the chairman and the leader of the minority and other members of the committee and the leadership. And we're working on a two-track basis, if you will, and that's what I really want to call to your attention. We're quite far ahead on the legislation. As the chairman may have indicated to you, starting on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we've taken a piece of legislation the Treasury sent up on Saturday and have now folded into a very comprehensive proposal with revisions that does primarily what you're asking it to do, but with the protections that the public has been asking for, and it's now in excess of 42 pages, and I'm sure it'll be longer than that before it works itself through the Senate. Our problem is, on Monday, after having watched all the programs and participated in many of the conference calls with you gentlemen and with members of the prior administration, I became acutely aware that those of us inside the Beltway, those of us inside the Congress that are familiar with this problem, we're way ahead of the general public. And quite frankly, on Monday morning when I was talking to people in my district and districts across the country, it became acutely aware that the sun came up that day. And a lot of people went to work. And a lot of people couldn't understand what this panic was in Washington to adopt and pass a bill in a matter of days granting $700 billion into the hands of the Secretary of the Treasury to take care of something that the people could not observe. And I felt that second track, that it was necessary for the President to join you all in setting the predicate of what the problem is. And I know it's difficult, but let me say, Mr. Secretary, many of us sometimes are taxed for how to describe something. You're so involved and immersed in this, you have to back up and think about American. Average American people. They really want to know what is meant by far less than the alternative. And you've got to tell us. You've got to tell the American people. I think many of the members of this committee know, and that's why we're working and have moved considerably on this legislation. But the average American people, they don't know what you're really talking about when you say it's going to cost us far less than the alternative. And I would point out that maybe we can find some concrete examples. The one that I was talking to one of my friends on Wall Street today, asking him to verify the money market run. And it was anonymously reported in some of the New York papers, and I think I had evidence of it in some of our conversations, whether it was with you or with other experts, that between 11 and 11:30 on Thursday last, the money markets in the United States were hit by a run that amounted to about $500 billion of $4 trillion in accounts. And that, as I understand it, it was essential for the Federal Reserve to pump $105 billion in the system and to suspend operations, or the money market accounts of the country would have, in fact, failed. One, you should tell us that. And then the ramifications, if that were to happen, so that average Americans understand that a run, electronic run on money markets, is no different today than a run on banks in 1929. And the catastrophic results are very similar or the same. You have not said that. The president has not said that. So when I talk to average Americans in my district and across this country, the sun came up today, they went to work today, they stopped and picked up gas today, they wonder what all the hullabaloo is about. Now, Mr. Secretary, let me give you the opportunity to tell us this $700,000 figure that's needed to solve this problem, billion, why is it far less than an alternative, and what is that alternative?
Okay, well, first of all, I thank you for your comment, and I agree with your comment. And let me say that although the chairman and I and many others have been thinking through alternatives for a long time if we needed them, we hoped we didn't need them, and we were confronted with a situation that unfolded very quickly. We had people staying up all night for a couple of nights, and so we weren't able to actually roll this out the way you would like to. We moved it out very quickly. Now, I would say in terms of the money markets, let me explain to you.
Mr. Secretary, I apologize. You weren't left much time, but we are going to have to keep to it. So,
okay.
You may have to return to the question of the worst alternative a little bit later on. But if you want to do the money markets, do that one.
Okay, I'll do very quickly. That there's $1.7 trillion of commercial paper even in the money markets. Commercial paper is short-term lending for businesses. And businesses need this money to flow to fund daily operations. If they can't use that, it all goes back on the banks and it creates a big problem. So what we did, and we did it in a way in which it didn't disturb the level playing field, we guaranteed for a year all money market funds. We used some emergency powers, the Exchange Stabilization Fund to Treasury, but we did it funds that were there through September 19th, so we weren't going to create a problem with an unlevel playing field going forward, and then we're giving the money markets a chance to decide to opt into this program and make some payment. So that was our action, but it will take there's a lot we all could do to explain how this relates to ordinary Americans, and we need to do a better job of explaining that.
Thank you, Senator, because we remember the strategy.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. My man, Roz, if you can call back. Sorry about that, got things a little twisted there. So what we just played, if you notice, they never did say how that would affect. This is what they always do. And not only that, when they speak, they lie. But why I wanted to play this was a Senate member, U.S. Senate member from Pennsylvania, I can't remember his name right now, that was talking about what was going to happen in September of 2008 when the overall banking crisis happened. Now, let me just say this. All of this started in full. The big blow up happened on September 11th of 2008. Was no coincidence. There are many things that have happened on September 11th in the past. And for those that you've taken the precious metals class, you know what I'm talking about. Because this is a ritual thing. Now, here's what happened. They said that there was an electronical run on the banks, and within 24 hours, the whole world economy would have collapsed. Within 2 hours, the U.S. economy would have collapsed, where they would have never had the U.S. in the semblance of the economic or the political structure that it has now. That was the precipice for what is going to be happening on this next cyber attack. And what they didn't tell you was this, is that in 2008, the U.S. was in 15 minutes of declaring martial law because of all the banks were going to be closed. That overall effect, basically, this is what it means. They come up with all these elaborate schemes and scams that within the economy by strategic and creative debt creation. And then what do? They steal all of your energy by collapsing that. That's all, that's really what it means. So your standard of living and your quality of life would have been shot and gone out the window immediately. The purchasing powers and the assets that you have that most people have in debt would have been crumbled, meaning you would have been broke within 2 hours without spending a thing. You don't have to spend it all for it to go broke. All you have to be holding is toxic lies and debt. That's what debt is a ticking time bomb until it explodes. It's currency. Once currency stops moving, it becomes septic. It becomes poisonous. It becomes destructive. It kills. And that's exactly what happened. So in September, and this was on September 11th of 2008, the U.S. was in within 30 minutes to 15 minutes of having to declare economic martial law that would have prevailed into full-blown martial law. That's how fast electronic run on the banks would happen. It's much faster than grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, mom, dad, brother and sister, husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, or friends running to the bank, Olympians or track stars running to the bank to withdraw everything out of their account. The electronic run on the bank is at the speed of a keyboard hitting enter. That's why you need to know really what's going on, because we're not really going to be able to respond to it in enough time. This is so, so important that we understand this. So what I want to do, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more, but we got my man Mel back. Mel, go ahead, brother.
Hey, I just wanted to real quickly give you a little story about yesterday. My wife, she was at work, and she came home, and she was tripping because this guy called from, he was on vacation in Puerto Rico, and he was trying to get in touch with his bank. He was trying to call his bank. But the call just wouldn't go. It was like doo 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 type thing. So she called. He put him on like three way. It was like, you know, and I equated this like, you know, a guy calling from jail. Like, hey, call this number for me. You know what I'm saying? Call so and so for me.
Yeah.
And she called it, and it went.
Put
it
me
went
on the
right
party
through.
Line.
Right. And it went right through. And she said, sir, it's working for me. I mean, it's fine. I was like, you wrong. She said, I feel so bad, because she was like, I should have just let him, you know what I'm saying, handle this. But that really, really, that just triggered. I was like, wow, in Puerto Rico, they cut off. And they're an island, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So easily cut off. I mean, so easy. But yeah, that really triggered something in me. She was like, man, it works fine, but it wouldn't work for him. He couldn't call his own bank in Puerto Rico. And
he was desperate. Yeah, he was desperate. And this is why we do what we do, because we don't want you to be caught up in this. This is going to happen to the U.S. This is going to happen to everyone here. Doesn't matter if you prepared or not prepared, you're still going to go through it. But how you respond to it is going to be the key, because of what you did before it happened is going to set up what you can do during and after it happens. And this is going to affect so many people, because this electronical run on the banks is almost darn near instantaneous. And if they need it to be that severe, the system will do it, because it has the capability to do it. You know why? Because we didn't create the system. The system was created for us to participate in it. We didn't create a system that they have to participate in. And that puts you at a position of disadvantage. But the next run on the bank, in my opinion, is going to be a cyber run on the bank. What you're seeing from what happened in the ransomware, the WannaCry, think of it, the WannaCry. The next one is going to be the WannaRiot attacks. Now, if they come up with that, don't think I got nothing to do with it. I'm a lawyer. I don't know nothing about computers. That ain't who I am. That ain't what I do. So go pound Sam, because they always like to blame somebody else for what they do. You know who's doing this. It's the same individuals that's holding press conference. They're serving the interests of their controllers. It's the system itself. It is the system itself. Are you a hacker when you got every... They ain't hacking into nothing. They tell you you need to hack in it, and when you hack in it, it's a crime, because then that establishes, oh, there may be hackers that's doing this. No, it's the system that's doing it. And you can't... It don't matter what software updates you got, what this you got, what that you got. As long as you on their platform, they got you. But see, even though you're on their platform, there are things that you can do now to protect yourself from their overall targeted advancement. That's what's important. That is absolutely important. So this next run on the bank, and they're setting the scenario so perfectly. Now they're blaming North Korea for this whole thing. Or a part of, and then it's going to go to this and that. And it doesn't really matter, because when they turn the lights out, when there's a cyber run on the banks, just like Warren Buffett said, it's going to be worse than a nuclear bomb. And I didn't know what he said when I picked up this article this morning, when I put up today's show, the takedown. Today's weapon of choice is to create mass destruction. Just to create mass destruction is cyber swipe. Today, the takedown wars. That's what this is. It takes you out of the picture. It totally destabilizes the economy. And when it destabilizes the economy, there goes your comfortability. So this is very, very important, and we really need to focus in on some things that we need to be doing, some things that we need to be thinking about. One of the most important things is that you need to know what you're really up against, and it will happen in the snap of a finger. Now you know that. Now you're responsible for what you know. Fathers, mothers, if you don't care, please care because of your children. If you don't have those responsibilities, then you can continue to do what, you know, everything is cool. But when this thing goes off at a snap of a finger, remember you had an opportunity to do something about it before. So don't be foul and try to take from someone else because you knew that this, but you didn't think it was going to happen. Work with people. I bet you'll think differently then. So, but believe me, for those that haven't prepared, there are people that are preparing, and they're preparing for you as well. They're preparing for you not being prepared. They're not preparing for that government or this government. They're preparing for their neighbors who aren't prepared and coming. You know, some are going to get overrun and everything else. Yes, that's true. But you better just make sure, if you're not prepared and you try to run up on somebody that is prepared, you better hope that their overall preparedness, it didn't extend past your overall attack on them. Because it's going to be wild. It's going to be evil. It's going to be Katrina times 1,000. It's just going to be horrible. But it's also going to be where it is going to be very
is going to bring many opportunities. And those that are not prepared, maybe they will start to resonate different. Maybe their way of resonating will change. The way of thinking will change. Maybe those that of us that think that we're prepared, maybe our thinking will start to change. And we're all, you know, capable of making more beneficial changes. And I think that that's going to be because we're going to be at the bottom for so much. When this thing happens, it's going to annihilate everything that it chooses to annihilate that it has under its control. And that's the delivery system of goods. That's the banking system. That's the overall emergency response system. That's the sanitation system. That's the controls of city control, county control, state control of resources. That is everything that the system is built is going to be shut off by different ways. It could be by EMP or by cyber attack. And my impression that is going to be more of a cyber attack than anything else, because it is the cleanest way to destruction. And one of the things that they're going to do now, ladies and gentlemen, I think they're going to do it incrementally and have it prolonged. What's so bad about this is they may not have one great big collapse, because that's not going to gain them the most leverage. Having a methodical, slow collapse is the best form, because then you get people to say, man, I can't fight this. I can't go up against this. But then you have different events. You'll have a Katrina. You'll have a large scale this and a large scale that. They may turn the lights off and a cyber attack happen in one area, but not the other. There's so many variables that they have, while methodically getting their overall objectives, their goals accomplished. So many variables. But all the variables is this: the measure of truth is the only thing that matters. I ask you all, before we go to the commercial break, what natural great creator made bank is in the ecosystem? What animals, living animals, that still live under the great creator's ecosystem has a password? The only ones that do are the ones that walked out of that system and walked into a system that they created when they created their own language, their own religion, their own economy, their own educational system, and they created their own demi-false god. That would be man. That's the truth. So, getting ready to come up on a break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I see my man Jerry wasn't on the board. I see you, Jerry. I'm going to come back to you right after the commercial break. And Roz will come to you right after the commercial break as well, brother. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And we are talking about the new weapons of choice, and that is the cyber attack is the key, and we really need to be prepared for it. You got to prepare for this before it happened. The latest that I was hearing is that the overall cyber attack has grown into the dark internet. Oh man, this is hitting the black market.
So this thing is really, really preparing itself, and there's going to be responses. And it's just so Hollywood made for what's going on. What we played before, the last commercial break before this, the first commercial break we had was a congressman talking about the banking crisis of 2008 and how quickly it totally dissolved the U.S. economy, and how quick, within 2 hours, the U.S. economy was going to be completely annihilated or crippled to where it would never, the U.S. would never recover or go back to what it was before, economically or geopolitically or anything of the sort. So that is what is they're telling you what is going to be happening in the future. Okay, so just wanted you all to hear that. So we got a couple of callers that are in queue. We got Jerry and Roz that's in queue. So I think we're going to go to Jerry first. Roz, hold on 1 second, and then we'll go right to you. Jerry, what's going on, brother? Go ahead.
Hey, I think Brother Roz was first, Dave. But
okay,
I just had one quick question.
Okay.
With all of this going on, all of us who have been listening to Tando and who have gained some knowledge of these upcoming events, we know better as far as getting back into the digital currency and what have you. But that's what they're planning, is to have the digital currency take over everything. And if this happens before then, do you think that they will still try to force this upon the people?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, because the digital currency gives them all the leverage, you know, because then they're the market makers. Because one of the things with the digital currency, why it's so important, is that what they're really concerned about is that they're concerned about a black market that they won't be able to control as much as they would want to. They have to first embed themselves and create the digital currency and allow it to do okay until they get the full control and get rid of cash, because then cash is a form of in the future, cash and bartering and everything else is going to be the real black market currency that they're going to absolutely hate, because they won't have any control over it as much as they want, because possession, a loyal title, is going to be what they never want you to have. So that's great, great question. So yes, I do see that this is going to continue to move the digital currencies, because, and they're going to give it they're going to give it some street cred as being something that this is what the black, the dark internet and the black market does. This is what the streets do and everything else. But remember, who devised the overall perils of the street? The system did. Always has, always will. So, yeah, great, great point, Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Dave. I'm going to put myself back on mute.
Okay, cool, cool. Jerry, did you get in contact with Scotty? He was looking for you this week.
No, sir, I did not. But give me a call after the show, Scotty, if you don't have one afterwards.
Okay. So definitely, there he is, Scotty. So yeah, Jerry, he was looking for you. Let's go to my man, Roz. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Hey, peace and love. How you doing?
Peace, brother. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm good. Peace to Brother Scotty and to Brother Jerry, too. I was listening because I ended up getting dropped earlier, so I didn't get to hear the whole clip. But earlier, Scotty was talking about fear, and I think he was talking about a movie that he had heard about where they had these aliens that were able to smell fear, and that's, they couldn't see, but they could smell fear, and based on them smelling the pheromones, like he was saying, that the body emits when in a highly stressed state, they would use that to find their victims. And it just made me think, because when you study, like, there's a great book called Mummies, Cannibals, and Vampires by an author named Richard Sugg, and it deals with the history of cannibalism in Europe, dating back to the Victorian age. And one of the things that Europeans have done, because they've eaten our body parts, and in that book he actually explicitly, historically, renders the truth about them being the world's original cannibals. And one of the things that they would do is they would actually get a drug-like high off of eating the body parts of the people who they've killed, and it was due to the adrenaline that the body is flooded with
when they're in terror in their last moments before they die. And it made me think, because they would do the same thing to our ancestors during slavery, where they would, you know, hunt them down with the dogs and stuff, and then once they would, you know, kill and lynch us, they would take body parts, and some of them they would eat, and other ones they would save as souvenirs. And one of the reasons that they like to eat us is because of that process. That process of terror is basically a drug, an aphrodisiac for them. And basically the creatures in the movie that Scotty was talking about is basically describing their behavior. And on the cows, I remember Gus was talking about not just the fact that they enjoy it, but they actually get even sexual gratification from terrorizing black people. And there was a book we were reading called The Delectable Negro, where they were discussing the book. Have you ever heard of Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so in that book, the black male, the main character, was being harassed and terrorized by other black people in the book, and they discussed in The Delectable Negro how white people would actually get sexually aroused just by reading about black people being terrorized and mistreated. So it made me really just think about that whole concept of fear, and how specifically for black people, but for all the melanated people on the planet, that is the driving force behind getting us to comply with whatever notions they have of continuing to dominate us, or forcing us to become a part of whatever new system that they're devising to further terrorize us. So I just wanted to put that out there, because a lot of what Scotty said is stuff that has happened from time immemorial as far as non-white people's contact with them and their domination of the planet, and they're continuing to kill us and to eat us, which is still happening to this day. So I just wanted to toss that out there, because when I heard what Scotty said, it just kind of hit me really, you know, in a deep place, and I said, this is something I really want to chime in on. And like I said, I lost the program on the way home, so I wasn't able to hear everything else to chime in on that. But I just wanted to say that and just say thank you again for another great show. And, you know, I'll go back into the queue and just, you know, listen to the rest. But I appreciate you, Brother Dave.
My man. Oh, yeah, for sure. Check out the YouTube video that we posted today. And, you know, and one of the things about the system with this whole thing is that, hold on, Ross, with this whole thing is that their rituals, they always want to continue. Yes, the sexual pleasures of the of people being terrorized. This is why you have what's that stuff? S&M, where people get aroused from beating and all this other type of stuff. See, they continuously put that out in front of you. They continuously have scary movies and horror movies because they want you to participate in their overall system of religious and culture, the cult following and the cult rituals that they follow to our own demise.
Hey,
and
Dave, you know
this is.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say what you just said about this incredible, what you just said about entertainment and how they put it in entertainment made me think about maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago, I was reading an article about a white male on the West Coast who went on a murder spree, killing non-white people. And when he was finally caught, he actually said that he was following instructions from the Purge. And then last year, they had a white male with a Spanish name who also went on a killing spree in California and said the same thing, that he was purging black people and non-white people because that's what he's supposed to be doing. So just what you just said, there's literally two incidences that I came across in the news where they were looking to the actual films to get their marching orders to go continue to kill and terrorize our folks. So you couldn't be more accurate, and I just had to chime in with that. Thank you.
The frequencies. Everything is frequencies. And this is why I think it's so important. Stop taking your young princesses to be scared. Stop trying to scare people. Stop trying to put that overall, because we've been taught and we've been thinking that it's fun to do that stuff, and we don't even realize that we are following a witchcraft, a cultish, a ritual practice of our demise. Stop trying to scare people. This is when you do that, you start the overall process of our young princesses and our young princesses resonating at a low frequency. Why aren't you enlightening them? Why aren't you cheering them? What is really wrong with us to where we want, because this is fun? You remember
this. They kill all over the world as a sport, and we're mimicking that. We're imitating that. We're fostering and creating that environment, and we're energizing that, and that's what lives. Everybody, nobody wants to be a slave. Everybody darn sure wants to have one. Want to have fun at somebody else's expense, and that type of fun gets demonic. Totally gets demonic. And we have to really look at this for what it truly is. How are you resonating? Is really what matters. So we got another great, great call, Rise. We got another caller in queue. And this is, I think this is Brother Davis. Got to be Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you there?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Go ahead, my brother.
I've been trying to move everybody at a single pace. Each show that I do is built on your ability to control and move forward. What I want you to understand is that you have greater power. Can you hear me, Davis?
Oh, I hear you perfectly, Brother Davis.
Hello.
Yes, I hear you perfectly, Brother Davis. Brother Davis went out. So, Brother Davis will probably call back in for giving you all what's going to be going on in Wise Wednesday. So, very, very true. And this is the thing, is that these things that we... Brother Davis is back. Go ahead, Brother Davis. We could hear you perfectly, Brother Davis, just so you know.
Okay, all right, how's this?
No, it's perfect, Brother Davis, go ahead.
Okay. The reason why I have to move you in this direction is because there are so many that are lost in the trivials of the external. And that is not where our power lies. Our power lies in our introverts. Well, our introverts is our truth. So we're going to return... I'm going to try to teach you and show you how to return to the truth of your introverts. Now, to give you an idea what I mean is your whole body is a universe, but you only understood the universe as being external. Well, that's only one attribute, because we live in what's called a multiverse. So I'm going to reintroduce you to the truth of our introverts, that area that we've always had control in, that was literally severed. The knowledge was severed from us walking into it. Why? Because in doing that, it leads us to where we are here, a total disconnection. But as we begin this journey backwards into understanding not only how our bodies, which is the temple, and the universe in itself operates, we'll understand how we become a greater connection to every living thing around us. And what's so unique about it is that there's nothing that they can do to your introverts without you allowing it. Why? Because they have no power there. So we're going to get back to the understanding of controlling the true power of your introverts so that you can soar in a greater time and space without the limitations that Westernism has put on your faculty concept, your thought process. And it's going to be a hard road, because a lot of us have become so inundated and so comfortable with Westernism and the power that it has, that it gives us a certain flexibility. What do I mean by that? Some people just submit to their masters, and that becomes a comfort zone for them. And they believe that that's the most they could ever achieve, is with living beneath the master's table. But the reason why the master wants you there is because he does not want you to understand your introverts and its power. Because when you do, you begin to realize that you are not bound by his concepts. you're not bound by the senses that you've learned to be, taste, hearing, sight, sound, that sort of thing. These things now really become just another tool in the multiverse, which you have total control over. The sad part about it is that some of us will never learn the importance of belief. Now, what is belief? Belief means to open the door so that you can get in to operating yourself in your introverse. Because when you do, you expose yourself to a phenomenal amount of power, energy, and unrestricted mobility that you cannot have in this external world. And engineering that, you will be able to utilize the cosmic power in your external world. You see, people always think that we're under such duress circumstances in this so-called system of white supremacy that we'll never escape. But we've always had the ability, we just didn't know how. So I'm going to open that door so that as you begin to understand your power from the introverse, you can operate cosmologically on the universe of your exterior self. And the only reason why I'm doing this is because we got things like the derivative bubble, that when this bursts, no one is going to be able to have total focus, because it is the epitome of total chaos, destruction, and instantaneous inability to make decisions. And I understand how I said that, because when the burst, there's going to be so many things happening that you won't be able to focus on yourself. So I got to get you to understand how important it is to focus on yourself, so that when this does happen, you don't lose control. Because when you have control, this is just going to happen around you. It will not affect what you're doing in you, and nor will it have any effect on the karma that explodes in your exterior world due to the universal law of cause and effect. That karma law is a very powerful, powerful tool in virtue. And virtue is the true spirit of truth. So look forward to tomorrow night's show, everybody. Please, come prepared. When I say come prepared, pencils, a piece of paper, because I'm dropping knowledge on you tomorrow night, that if you take it and you move in a direction that your path is designed for, understand, I've always said, I'm not here to lead you. I'm here to help you find your path. When you find that path, you will have a greater understanding of what is going on in the introverse, so that you can operate in a healing, reaffirming manner in this external universe. So, look forward to tomorrow night's show, Brother Dave. The name, as usual, you kicking it out the park, brother. Peace, and I'll get back into the room and listen.
Definitely, definitely. Well, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Looking forward to that, Brother Davis. Thank you and Sister Davis for what you do. Big ups to everyone that called in today. Roz, Jerry, Mel, and Sister Davis, Brother Davis, thank you, Strategic Melon, for your input. Scotty, always for your input as well. For those of you that are here, Brother Bragg, before we get out of here, Brother Bragg, do you want to chime in on today's show? Anything you wanted to say? Make sure you're ready. And how do you get ready on this stuff? Prepare, have the things that you already know that you need beforehand, and have some cash at home. You may not need a lot, but you still need something so that you'll be able to endure, because it ain't going to last long where it has any purchasing power. So, Brother Brad, if you had anything that you wanted to chime in with, on Thursday, let's set up and do a show together on Thursday. Friday, I won't be here. I'll actually be away on Born Day.
All righty. Hey, above all, guard your heart. Guard your heart. They're psychically attacking us, so protect your heart. That's all I have to say.
So true. So true. So we're getting ready to get out of here. B.I.B. is going to be coming up with the Golden Voice, Miss C.C., right after Tando Radio Show. Wait, no, wrong day. My bad. Dang, go on. I'm a little ahead of myself. So But we're going to get ready to get out of here. So it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would be so kind to chime us out. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Love it.
Are you up or what? Did you hear me talking to you?
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.